Stage for a local story right now on your local station. It's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Balito. And speaking of Henrys, well, I've got a Henry in the studio with me right now who is well known throughout the greater Balito community and has been on this radio station in the past many times. A character of note, a larger than life personality, Henry Krobler, and a man who recently I read about in an article that was forwarded to me. It was published in the North Coast Courier, and the title, Balito Father Faces Lifetime of Incurable Pain Following Rare Diagnosis, a thing called Complex Regional Pain Syndrome, which rates higher on the pain scale than childbirth or amputation without anesthetic. And I thought, what? This story is shocking. And then I read on, and I see the name, and I see the face, and it's Henry, who is in the studio now with me, alongside his lovely wife, Mariska. And great to have you both in the studio. Henry, how are you on this Friday morning, my friend?
Good day, Mike. Thank you for having me today. Maybe I can also say my old saying when I did Afrikaans show here, and I can say, good day, Balito.
Good Friday, Balito. And Mariska, great to have you alongside us this morning.
Thank you so much.
I've just been taken aback by the story. And for those who have not read it yet on their phone or in print, let's recap this this tale, because I believe late last year, Henry, you were diagnosed with this strange thing, CRPS, Complex Regional Pain Syndrome. Tell me about the journey towards diagnosis. What happened? What was the symptoms, the onset?
Oh, Mike, thank you for giving me a chance. Let me first say I want to thank God for giving me the strength to get through each day. Without Him, I would not have made it this far, and I want to say that.
Yeah.
I want to give all glory to God. Last year, everybody knows I'm running around, I'm jumping around, I'm bubbling, and then I got this amazing position at Tongaat Hewlett's, and I was facility manager, and I was jumping around, and it was amazing life. Then suddenly, last year June, I had a minor accident with my right toe.
You broke your toe?
I did. It fractured.
Okay.
And then it went into my back right ankle, and I was carrying on. You know, I said to Marissa, give me this brand, man. We will be okay. And it didn't get okay. So the doctor at the Balito emergency, she said to me, just wear a moon boot for 6 weeks and you will be healed. Now, September went by, October went by. At the end of October, I had a foot like a ball that was purple, blue,
and
discolored. It was like a dead man's foot.
And from a fractured toe, that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right. So I immediately went to our GP. She did some blood tests. She said to me, listen, yeah, there's a problem. You need to be admitted. I went. They did some ultrasound. And the doctor there said, it looks like nerve damage. And I have to see a neurologist. I saw him, and he said to me, Henry, he did a whole lot of nerve damage tests, and the whole machine going on there.
Yes.
Actually hurt me. That's what he did. So I'm sorry, Mike, I'm getting so emotional just to think how debilitating this is from a year. And by the way, 30 August, which is tomorrow, this is an anniversary of the CRPS being 1 year.
And when it comes to the extreme pain and the day-to-day experience that you've been living with. And it's not something that just affects you. Obviously, it affects your whole family. And you've
absolutely.
Got a, you've got a young family. You've got two young kids. And Mariska, for you, as Henry's partner in life, this has obviously been a massive burden and a huge, scary turn of events in your life, and you've been doing whatever you can to try and raise awareness and funds, because the road ahead looks like it's going to be potentially incredibly expensive. Am
yes.
I right? What is
yeah.
the what is the need at this stage? I mean, what is the prognosis? What is the outcome?
So, you know, our medical aid was depleted early in March already, with all the doctors' visits, specialists, medicine. And at a point, I said to Henry, because we were living month to month with so many expenses, we couldn't afford it anymore. And I said to him, I'll have to at least do something. I started the Back a Buddy campaign, and it's been such a massive help. So the medicine alone at the moment is between 4,000 and 5,000 rand that we spent only on his medicine, and it's medicine, chronic medicine. So Discovery doesn't see CRPS as a chronic disease. I've been fighting with them, sending emails. They just say, sorry, it's not a disease that they cover.
That doesn't make sense.
So anything it goes for, any treatments, he needs physio, is one of the most important procedures that he needs with the medicine. And at least he needs 2 sessions a week. That is 1,000 rand a week that we need to spend. So the Back a Buddy campaign has helped us a lot. It is an ongoing thing, because CRPS is not something that will heal in a week or two. It's, as you say, it's an ongoing disease.
And for those who are at their computers or have a phone in the pocket, and if you know the Back a Buddy fundraising platform, backabuddy.co.za, if you search on Back a Buddy for Help Henry Heal, you will see Help Henry Heal, A Father's Fight Against CRPS. The Back a Buddy campaign is live, and it is ongoing, and any donation that you're able to put towards this the story, you know, it all adds up, and it all is felt. There's also a fundraising event happening in Ballito tomorrow, and we know that there are good hearts in Ballito. We know Henry is a well-known local personality, and as you say, you were on this radio station hosting an Afrikaans music show for a long time, and so you've got our heart and our ears. And it's a Portuguese festival, food and drink fest, raising funds for Henry Grobla. It's happening tomorrow between midday and 5 p.m. Tickets are just $100. There's live music featuring Renee. It's happening at Conchilla down in the lower Ballito village, and sponsored proudly by Conchilla, Mozambique, Fiamma Grill, and Concha. And a chance for you to support in another way. And it's going to be a festive event. Obviously, it's a serious the need and the cause behind it is a serious one. But we're going to make sure that it is a community event that brings people together and is a celebration of the Henry that we know and love, and that we just want to see how many different ways that the community can come together for this one. Because I mean, is there any definitive reason that you can pinpoint that would be the trigger or the catalyst for this? Is it a mysterious thing that just comes out of the blue? How Mike, do you make sense of it?
Mike, when the neurologist said you have got CRPS, I thought to myself, what the hell is that? I said to him, you please just give me a pill, that's fine, what must I take? And he looked at me, he said, I think you need to go and research CRPS and then come back to me tomorrow. So
when you do the reading on this thing, it's it's been ranked on the pain measurement scale, the International McGill Pain Scale, 42 out of 50, which is worse than childbirth or the amputation of a digit without anesthetic. It's constant, it's persistent, and if that is your your everyday existence. It's unless you've been in extreme pain, it's hard to wrap your brain around it, but how it affects your ability to think, to function, to enjoy life, and to, you know, to do a job, to be the same person that you were. It's a life-altering thing, and obviously things are looking at this stage incredibly uncertain, but you have already felt the warmth of community support in more ways than one. And if we can keep that fire burning, if we can keep people clued up and following the story, because this is only just the beginning, and it's a story that's not going to be wrapped up in a single fundraiser.
Yeah.
What's the best way for folks to continue to follow your story and to continue to support you, Henry?
So I just want to say, it is uncertain, but I want people to understand what I'm going through. Stage one was the swelling of my my foot. I had to crawl around the house, Mike, when that started, because you can't touch anything. Stage two went into my bones, on my shins. That was a bone demineralization. And then stage three was the worst. My muscles melt away in my right leg. I lost 20 kilos. I weighed 65 at the worst. So things like that. It goes up into your joints, and as you can hear, it even affects my speech. You get memory loss, and the worst is the cherry on the cake for me. You know, you have these battles, you fight these battles, you win some of them, and unfortunately, the one I lost was I lost my sight in my right eye.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. That was the worst, and I think that caused devastation to me. And Mike, you know my personality. I didn't even understand what depression was. But I can tell you, I do understand it now. It's life altering. It went down now it's busy going down on my left leg. And we're trying to do treatments before it goes down, because if that happens, I might just end up in a wheelchair.
Wow. So at this stage, obviously you're talking to the medical people that you can.
Absolutely.
You're exploring whatever options are. There are treatments that are possible but are incredibly expensive, and there's no guarantee that they will work. So at this stage, you're looking to obviously cover the current medical costs.
Yes.
And to plan for future stuff. And once again, if you're listening to this and if you're being moved by this story and you want to help in a small way, if you can check out the Backer Buddy campaign, that's backerbuddy.co.za. Search for Help Henry Heal, A Father's Fight Against CRPS. We're going to put that link up on our Life and Style social media pages as well, so you can find it easily. You can also search for the North Coast Courier article. Just do a little Google. Bolito father faces lifetime of incurable pain. That's the one that's live and has been shared far and wide, internationally even. And tomorrow, you're invited to come and support the Portuguese Festival, the Food and Drink Fest, raising funds for Henry Hrobler. It's happening down in Bolito Village at Conchilla between 12 midday and 5 p.m. Tickets just 100 rand. Live music featuring Renee and a festive atmosphere. Again, all these things just show your support. And Henry, we're going to be obviously keeping the lines tight and keeping our finger on the pulse of your story as it continues to be written. Can folks find you and follow you on social media as well?
I was not a social media fan, so I'm using my wife's Facebook at the moment, and she had to install TikTok, because I also don't know what's going on there, so Mariska's kind of guiding me through all of this. But I just want to say, tomorrow I'm also going to be there. I want to see all my friends and family and all the support and all the people that care. And I just want one day of family grace together. That's all I want. I want us to be a family, have a great day for once. That's all I want.
Well, we'll make it happen. Let's do that. Belito, you're listening to this. Let's make it happen tomorrow. And Conchilla is the venue. You're invited to the Portuguese Festival. Mariska, do you have any word you want to leave our listeners with?
So I just want to say thank you so much to everybody. You know, it's been a difficult road for all of us, and everybody that is just praying for us, standing with us, a phone call away or a message away, everybody that is encouraging us and donating, just thank you so much. We there is no big enough thank you that we can say to just show what it means to us as a family. So thank you so much. And thank you, Mike, for giving us the chance as well to be here.
Hey, it's our great pleasure, man. It's a story that's close to home. And like I say, it's not over. It's just the beginning of this chapter that we're going to be keeping close watch on. And once again, backabuddy.co.za. Search for Help Henry Heal. Find the link on our Life and Style 88FM socials, which we'll be sharing this morning and tomorrow. Get down to Conchilla between 12 midday and 5 p.m. for the Portuguese Festival. You're invited. Come and share in the vibe, share the support, and let's make that day of community, of family togetherness a reality. And my special guests in the studio with me, Henry and Mariska Hrobla. Guys, thanks for sharing your story with us this morning.
Thank you, and thank you, Lord, for me being here today, and thank you, Mike, for giving us the opportunity.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.